Hey, super friends, this is Elena, and I'm here to say... No, I'm only joking. I'm not going to bust out a rap song like your Tio Pepe from Sunland Park. But what I am going to do is tell you about another way to support us and the show. Every week, we broadcast a new episode. 52 is the amount of episodes that we released last year. The number of bonus episodes that we released was 1. Many more could have been recorded. For only $2 a month, that's just 6 cents a day, you can receive our episodes a week early and ad-free. Join online and Tio Pepe will personally send you a welcome kit with your free stickers. Your donation says, we are here to help you. Please log on right now at patreon.com/technicallyaconversation. The brand Stanley and his cups have been around for over 100 years. They got their start by catering to the common blue-collared man who worked long hours and needed a way to keep his drink of choice cold or warm for long hours. In 2020, a group of women who managed a blog by the name of The Buy Guide started pushing the Stanley Cup and the perks of owning one. They reached out to Stanley in an attempt to get them to market to an untapped market, 20 to 50-something-year-old women. At first, Stanley didn't buy into the hype, but they figured that they would give it a shot and allow these influencers to do their thing. Influence. Follow us while I give you a brief history lesson on the man behind it all, William Stanley Jr., the phenomenon of the Stanley Cup craze, and what is becoming now their downfall with claims of lead poisoning. In this week's episode of Technically a Conversation. Greetings. You're listening to Technically a Conversation, a podcast where we share an interesting topic or story with each other in the hopes you find it interesting as well. I'm one third of your host, Elena, and I'm joined, as always, by my thirsty brother, Jose. How's everything going?
Going good. A little sleep deprived, still adjusting to this weird schedule they have us at work, but doing okay otherwise. How about yourself?
Sleep deprived also. The last time we were here, when I was talking about the floozy and boozy founding fathers, I was just making my transition into working nights. Right now, I'm making my transition into working days. So
nice. So you're always in a process of transition.
Always, yes. So when I tell you that the struggle is real, I know. I know firsthand.
With me, it's just having to wake up an hour earlier. But since I'm having to go into the office, it's an hour less of sleep that I get. And then it's half an hour of driving both ways. So that's another hour. So it's 2 hours less that I have every day. And I still have the same amount of work and doing all the editing and also having to research the topic. So if I sound drunk the past few episodes, that's why. It's just me being sleep deprived.
He probably was. No, he probably was drunk.
Except for the bourbon one. The bourbon one for sure. I was already kind of drunk towards the end.
Yeah, but it made for a fun episode.
It was pretty funny.
So besides that, anything else that's new or interesting that's going on?
No, that's pretty much my life is work and the podcast. What about you?
Same, plus my family. So that also takes up a lot of my time. Oh, well, Adan's actually away. He's in a tournament.
Oh, wow. Where did he go?
Tucson. And weirdly enough, he wanted me to go with him, but he asked me way too soon. So I was like, yeah, I need new tires on my car. I need to find a hotel room. And I was like, no, next time for sure. I was like, shoot, man. I remember when I went on my field trips, I didn't want my parents going.
Yeah, I don't want my parents going either. But my parents were, I think, a lot stricter on me than they were on you. So that was the times that I could act up and just go fucking crazy.
No way. Stricter on me because I was a girl. I am a girl.
Yeah, but I think that especially my dad, he knew what I was capable of, I feel. So he, but you know me, I was always grounded. I was never really allowed to go anywhere. So I pretty much had to sneak out whenever I did go out.
I guess. I remember you going out plenty, but that's just the different things that I remember, I guess. the different core memories that I have versus your core memories.
And see, for me, I feel like you went out a lot more than I did.
Oh, funny. Probably because of Vanessa.
Maybe. Because I feel like I did go out a lot once I was already in college. And once, like, I didn't have my dad's, like, stronghold on me anymore.
I guess. All right. Enough with the small talk. And let's get down to business, Jose. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. So from what I understand, this trend is dying down. But before it becomes completely obsolete, I thought that I would talk about a very controversial subject.
Tide Pod Challenge?
No, not that. No, that's so... that trend died down years ago, I think.
Damn, and I just bought some Tide Pods so I can try it.
Ah, I was going to say, any guesses as to what I could be referring to, but I guess your guess was Tide Pod Challenge?
That is my final answer.
Yeah, no, that's not it. Would you like a hint?
Is it the rainbow fentanyl?
Nope, not that either.
Well, since you said thirsty brother at the beginning, is it like those kids that are, I guess they're making like their own like alcoholic beverage or something? Like they're mixing up a bunch of bullshit to drink?
No, but thirsty was a hint. And also I held up my cup in the picture.
Oh, I thought it was just because you were Starbucks gang, like Isela.
No, it's not even a Starbucks.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to be talking about Stanley Cups.
Oh, okay.
Disclaimer, though, this is not a Stanley Cup. It's a simple and modern cup that I got off of Amazon. I think they cost equally as much, but because it has the leopard print, I decided to get that instead.
It's a bootleg Stanley. It's a Stanley Cup.
Es el Stanley Cup.
El Stanley Cup.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just didn't buy into the whole hype either. I didn't need to have one to feel like I was cool or to fit in. Besides, I'm old enough that I guess I don't run with those kind of crowds anymore. I can see it from like maybe a teenager's point of view or maybe like a 20-year-old's point of view when they're still like going out with their college friends and stuff. But right now, I don't feel like I need to fit in with that.
I did have to get a Stanley Cup because I do feel like I need to get that so that I can be cool and fit in. So
that's Stan Lee. Not the same Stan Lee that I'm going to be talking about.
No, it's not even Stan Lee. It's a Wonder Woman cup, so.
Oh, okay. There you go. So I actually already had a cup that I was using, and it was a black leopard one. This one's white. But I will forever make fun of Antonio's, my husband's, cup holders in his manly truck. Like, they're way too small for a truck. And I was always having a hard time, like, putting my stupid cup in there whenever I would travel with it. So I did some shopping and found this one because it has, like, a slimmer bottom. And then it has a handle because ain't nobody got time for holding it with two hands and try to drink. Because that's what I was doing with the other one because it was, like, really big and bulky and bottom thick, like you like your girls.
That's exactly how I like my women.
Yeah. So I don't know if you still do this because I know like whenever we'd go to our mom's, it was always botellas de agua, our water bottles. I don't know if you still travel with your water bottles everywhere. No?
No, not anymore. No, I'm already past that phase of my life.
I do. I do like to travel around with cold water. I prefer cold water, not room temperature. I like warm water or hot water when I'm drinking my tea or coffee, obviously, but I do prefer cold. So I do like the insulated portion of my cup. But anyway, that's why I kind of upgraded to this, but it's not a Stanley. I couldn't bring myself to pay $45 or more for something that's a cup. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the coffee mug that I use for work, it's also insulated. And I think I paid $10 at Walmart.
Yeah, I mean, it works just the same.
Yeah.
But if you've been living under a rock and are fortunate enough not to know what the heck I'm talking about, let me tell you what a Stanley Cup is. And no, it is not a trophy. It's a 40-ounce vacuum-sealed tumbler made out of steel with a top and a straw, and it comes in a multitude of colors. The Stanley brand was actually geared towards blue-collared workers who worked long hours and needed to keep their drinks warm or cold. In 2016, Stanley released their Quencher-style cup, which is the one that we'll be talking about today. But it wasn't a bestseller then because it was just another cup and it resembled many that were already out in the market. That is until 2020, when a blog that goes by The Buy Guide of Women Marketing to Women raved about the Stanley Cup they already owned and loved. It was big enough to carry enough water for the day, keep it cold, and not cumbersome to travel with. Stanley didn't see what this group of women were seeing, but they took a chance and decided to tap into this market of 20 to 50-year-old women, whereas their previous market was outdoorsy men. The Buy Guide blog teamed up with Stanley to push new colors and limited edition styles, which upped their sales at a level that they could not keep up with, making the brand exclusive and elusive and pushing up the demand to what is now the phenomenon that we see today.
Kind of like the Pappy bourbon.
Yes, kind of like that. But before we talk about all the mamadas and the controversies surrounding this brand and its cups.
I'm already ready to talk about the mamadas.
Not yet. Not so fast. Why don't I share with you the history of Stanley first? How does that grab you?
Stanley the cups or Stanley the trophies?
No, Stanley the company that makes the cups.
Sounds good. Then we'll get on to the mamadas.
Yes, exactly. According to Stanley's own website, stanley1913.com, this and all links will be, as always, in our show notes.
Show notes.
Yeah. The brand was founded by a William Stanley Jr. in 1913. The inventor fused vacuum insulation and the strength of steel in a portable bottle to the all-steel vacuum bottle we all know and love today. I mean, some of y'all loved it just a little too much, and we'll get into that later, but those were their words, not mine. It's designed to keep your warm drinks warm and your cold drinks cold. So the claim is that the steel cup is pretty much indestructible. I watched a Stanley Cup commercial from 1978 on the Instagrams that shows this construction worker at a job site, and he accidentally knocks over his Stanley coffee cup from a high-rise beam. It falls down all these floors and it's banging against all these steel beams and other objects. And then it finally falls down into this wheelbarrow full of dirt or like crushed up cement. And then this man grabs the coffee cup, which resembles like a thermos, you know, the ones with the little drinking top.
Yes, like the old man coffee cups.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, this the same man that accidentally dropped his cup from that very high beam is now all of a sudden at the bottom of that construction site and picking up his cafecito, I imagine. And he's like pouring it into the cup, takes a drink, and he smiles. And the commercial ends by advertising that Stanley cups have a 5-year warranty. So that's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that Stanley now offers a lifetime guarantee on their products?
I did not.
All right. Well, this is what their website states as far as their guarantee. Stanley products are guaranteed to be free from any defect in workmanship or materials and be thermally efficient, provided that they are used according to the instructions. This lifetime guarantee does not cover component parts or malfunction due to alteration or accident.
Boo.
Yeah, so if you're at a construction site, try not to knock down your cup from that high-rise beam because they're not going to cover that.
No.
And also, don't try this at home, kids. You know, don't try throwing your Stanley cup from any, you know, two-story houses or large buildings because you don't want to knock anybody out too.
Well, after you said that, the first thing I want to try is knocking down a Stanley cup down the stairs and all that shit in a construction site. Just to see if it'll actually hold up.
And then it's going to keep going down like a slinky. Oh, because that's how it looked like in the commercial. Like it was like a slinky.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone likes a slinky. And it was just kind of like tumbling down. It's like, okay, the never ending fall.
There's this YouTube channel that I follow. It's called Freaking Reviews. And the guy that reviews the stuff, he does a lot of the as seen on TV. And he tests all the claims that they say. It's like, oh, you can use this tape and then like tape your child up to a brick wall or whatever. So it's like, all right, so let's tape this child up to the brick wall and see how long it'll last. Or, well, actually, he doesn't use childs, but he'll like put like another brick or something
I was going to say, did he actually tape a child up? Wow.
No, I don't think any of the claims are that absurd, but that was the first thing that popped into my mind. But it'll be like, oh, this flashlight is like the one that police officers use to beat minorities when they pull them over. And you can also run over it with your car. So he'll put it there and he'll run over. He'll skip the beating minorities with it, but he'll put it like under the wheel of the car and like run over it to see if it'll withstand the pressure of the truck or whatever. So it's pretty interesting because he actually tests all those claims that they make.
That's cool. Well, sometimes, I mean, there are really great products that are out there. And there will be like that one batch or that one from the batch that just comes out bad. So that would suck if he were to get one of those. And then he would just totally mess with that company. Like it would just mess them up because he got the one bad product or whatever.
Well, I will say he is very thorough and he does do multiple tests. So he likes to, I guess, count things out like, maybe this was just a fluke. So let's try it again.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times I'm not even interested in the product that he's demonstrating, but I just want to see him go through all the tests and, you know, and see like what the claims are and see how they actually withstand the scrutiny or whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So I'm not going to jump ahead, but I did in one of the articles that I came across while researching this, there was a claim that a lady's car caught on fire, but her Stanley Cup survived. So
I have no reason not to believe that claim. That sounds accurate.
Yeah, so supposedly, like, the only thing I saw was that Stanley, the company, ended up paying for her car because they're like, oh, okay, well, you're kind of advertising us too. In a way, you're showing that it is indestructible. So since we can't replace your cup, we're going to replace your car. I don't know if that really happened or not. It was just like a quick thing.
No, that is great PR for them.
Right? Yeah.
I think it was during the pandemic, that one video of that guy that was, I think he was sipping on some iced tea or some shit, and he was on a skateboard. It was like some Cholillo guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he was listening to Fleetwood Mac. So that caused that Fleetwood Mac to hit number one. Like, the band was like surprised, like, what the fuck happened? Why is this song number one all of a sudden? And then I want to say the company, it was either the company that of the drink that he was enjoying while he was skateboarding, or it might have been Fleetwood Mac, but one of those, like, they bought him a truck, I guess, just because, you know, to pay for like that, all the free advertisement that they got.
Yeah. I didn't know about the truck, but I think I did hear about whatever he was drinking. He ended up getting like a lifetime supply of that drink or something, which I mean, I guess if you really like it.
Yeah. Oh, you know what it was? It was Ocean Spray.
Ah, the cranberry juice.
I want to say that was that. I was going to say it's sad that we can't remember what he was drinking, but we remember every other single detail of that story.
I remember the song. What can I say?
Yeah, that song was a banger.
So with all that in mind, you know, having that warranty and everything, would you pay $50 for this cup?
No, but I'm cheap. I'd rather pay $10 and keep the cup for, I think the last stainless steel thermal cup that I had, it lasted me like a good like 7 years before that seal, like it started wearing out and...
Exposing the lid?
No, it wasn't exposing the lid, but like if I tilted the cup, it would leak. So I was like, okay, it's time for me to get a new one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I mean, I think that cup cost me like $6. So I think that those cups, even if I buy like a $6 or $10 cup, you know, even if I'm replacing it every 8 years, like I don't think it'll reach the $50 or whatever, however much the Stanley cups cost.
Right, right. Well, I mean, that's pretty good. 6 year or 7 year run for that cup that you had.
Yeah, I'll probably live another like 5 or 6 years max anyway, so.
Whatever, I swear. All right, so who is William Stanley Jr., you might ask, Jose?
Memo? Guillermo?
Guillermo? I'm going to tell you who he is.
All right.
All right, so he's not only credited with being the inventor of the now infamous Stanley Cup, he was so much more than that. Unfortunately, all these dumbass influencers have clouded his true achievements. Like, did you know that Stanley developed the first practical transformer that basically spearheaded the development of AC power?
I did not.
Yeah. His work is compared to some of the most influential inventors of his time, along with Edison, Westinghouse, and Tesla, amongst others. He was born in Brooklyn, New York in 1858. Stanley attended private schools before enrolling in Yale University, where he started to study law at the age of 21. He didn't even finish the semester in 1879 when he turned to the emerging field of electricity, which led to a very fruitful career. His business enterprise would later become General Electric's Pittsfield Work, or GE. His first job was that of an electrician with an early manufacturer of fire alarms and telegraph keys. Soon after, he joined, I think it's Hiram Maxim, I think that's how you say it, or Hiram, H-I-R-A-M, Hiram Maxim, inventor of the machine gun in a metal plating company. As Maxim's assistant, he led one of the country's first electrical installations on New York's Fifth Avenue. In 1883, he started working on batteries, which consisted of electromotive force, which laid the foundation of his understanding in electromagnetics, which is apparently the basis of AC circuits. In 1884, he started working at the Westinghouse in Pittsburgh to continue his work with ACs. In 1885, he got promoted by George Westinghouse for his achievements. In the same year, he got really sick, and it almost cut his career short. Did you know, Jose, that Pittsburgh was referred to as the Sooty City? Like soot, sooty?
I did not, but Play-Doh would have come in handy if it was very sooty.
Yeah.
That's what it was used for before.
Well, I don't know if it still is, but apparently the air quality sucked, and that is what was causing his health issues. So he and his family moved to Great Barrington, Massachusetts, where he patented his greatest discovery, the Stanley Cup. No, I'm just kidding. The high-efficiency transformer. His claim to fame rests largely on this invention, and the same principles are still used to this day. He had a falling out with Westinghouse over money and decided to open his own electrical firm, which was later acquired by GE, or General Electric. Stanley was frustrated with the long legal battles required to protect patents. So in his later years, he experimented with other technologies. Amongst those technologies, a better thermos, hence the Stanley Cup. So can you imagine this genius and innovator is going down in history as the inventor of an insulated cup that many may have fought over or been bullied by because they don't own it?
Not all of us can be that lucky, Elena. Don't be jealous.
I am jealous. No, just kidding. All right. Well, I think now is a good time for a break. And when we return, we will talk about the hype and downfall of the Stanley Cup. I'm just happy he isn't alive to see this.
I'm sure he'd be thrilled to see this.
Right.
Hello, my name is Hallie, and I'm the host of the Morbid Curiosity Podcast, a podcast for the creepy community, covering history's most notorious serial killers, urban legends, ancient remains, historical tragedies, and obscure medical conditions. Join the creepy community anywhere podcasts are found, and let us satisfy your curiosity.
Whether you like history or not, if you care about bravery, wisdom, passion, larger-than-life characters, and some of the most emotionally intense moments in human experience, you've come to the right place. My name is Daniele Bolelli. I'm a university history professor, writer, and martial artist. And it will be my honor to be your guide in a journey to the place where history and epic collide. Despite my insanely thick Italian accent, somehow History on Fire is one of the most popular history podcasts in the world. If you give it a listen, you will find out why. So please check out History on Fire wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Darian.
I could lead climb a giant.
And I'm DJ.
To be fair, a lot of dragons I know come from Norse mythology.
And we're two story-loving siblings who co-host the podcast Muses of Mythology. Where'd Aphrodite come from?
Well, she rose from the ocean from seafoam.
Yep.
From parts of Uranos.
Say it again?
Uranos.
Interesting.
We journey through Rick Riordan's Percy Jackson and the Olympian series, exploring how ancient myths become modern pop culture.
If you like Percy Jackson, classical mythology, or hyper-analyzing comic book movies, you'll love our show.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening, and until next time, don't be like Zeus.
Don't be like Zeus.
And
And we're back.
We're back!
Jose, did you go refill your Stanley cup during the break?
I refilled it twice, actually.
Oh my gosh, you're drinking a lot of water. You have to take a bathroom break pretty soon.
I have to live up to the thirsty brother label that you gave me.
All right, well, before the break, I try to summarize William Stanley's accomplishments. Now we're going to get into the craziness, the pendejadas. Or what did I call it?
Las mamadas.
Las mamadas, yes. Okay.
So now we're going to hear about his crazy sex life and the leaked sex tapes and...
No, unfortunately, none of that. We're not talking about Kim Kardashian here.
Oh, okay. So we're not going to hear about Mr. Stanley going down on Kanye West or something.
Ew, no. My goodness. Like 3 centuries apart. All right. Well, let me start by prefacing this with a disclaimer. All of these opinions are my own, and I want to believe that our listeners are smart individuals who will not be offended by this. I do know smart people who own Stanley Cups, and those are not the people that we are going to talk about today. I'm not discouraging anyone from buying one, but there is a difference between owning a Stanley Cup to reduce waste and use it as your everyday cup.
And being a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, that is also... use it as your everyday cup and own it for years as it's intended to. It's not intended to have a cup and match it with every single outfit of the week. Obviously not my outfit because I wear black every day, but whatever.
I usually always wear black too, so that would be easy for me.
Exactly. All right, so this cup, with the help of social media and its influencers, have made it out to be more than just a tumbler. It's now viewed as an accessory, a status symbol, a collectible, and a gift that people will scream and cry for.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Kids are getting bullied in school if they don't own one, and grown-ass adults are trampling over others in order to score this cup. Others are getting fired from their jobs because they're hiding the cup from being sold against their employer's policy. I'm going to start off with a local story, a story that is incredibly ridiculous and one that even made national headlines. But before I do, Jose, what is the most ridiculous thing that you have ever stood in line for?
That's a good question. I think aside from concert tickets, there's not very many things that I've stood in line for. I think one time I went to Circuit City to buy a flat screen TV back when flat screen TVs were new, and they would have those where they would only have like 2 of them. So we have 2 TVs for $200. So by the time you get there, like they don't have them anymore. But I mean, aside from those 2 things, I don't think that I've ever stood in line for anything. What about you?
Yeah, I can't think of anything either. I'm not the type of person to wait in line for anything, whether it's like the brand new opening for a bar or a restaurant or to get your limited edition Stanley Cup or Starbucks cup or whatever. Like, that's just not me.
The lines wait in line for you, Elena.
Yeah. I mean, I like you. I mean, we would stand in line together for concert tickets, but that was even before the internet was invented. So we had to. And it was fun. It made for good memories. And we weren't like rushing and trampling over people to get our ticket. We were very civil and we made it like a little tailgate party. So it was fun.
It was a lot of fun. Although it's funny because when you say, oh, this was before the internet, which it was, it makes it sound like we're ancient. Like, oh, there wasn't even money around. We had to trade goods and services in order to be able to obtain the tickets.
I know. It was when credit cards still needed that little where it would take like the copy of it, the carbon copy.
Yeah. I think I took a goat to trade in for concert tickets once.
Yes, I do remember that one. Poor goat. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, kidding.
All right. So I'm sure you've heard the story, right? The one about the people standing out in
a Target?
Yeah. All right. For those of you who don't know, Stanley dropped a limited edition pink and red cup with a tiny heart listed at $45. I guess this cup was exclusive to Target stores. People waited in line for hours, some overnight, in the cold, for a cup. A $45 tumbler.
That's whack.
Pink or red with a heart. Yeah, exactly, right?
Oh, now that you said there's a red one, that changes everything.
Everything. So furthermore, someone on TikTok, which I will link down below, well, not down below, but in the show notes.
Show notes.
Yeah. It's showing El Pasoans stampeding towards the display of Stanley Cups. And it's alleged that some people even got pushed and shoved just to get there for a fucking cup. I mean, what the hell?
Yes, those of us in New Mexico are much more sophisticated.
We didn't go to our local Target. No, you guys ended up at the El Paso Target too, whatever.
Yeah, I know. We're too poor to afford a Target here in Sunland Park, so we have to go to the El Paso one.
So that stupid cup sold out in minutes in stores and online. Okay, here's another story about stupidity. Earlier this year, Starbucks and Stanley collaborated together and released a pink pearlescent limited edition cup exclusive to Starbucks inside Target stores. In this video, you see a grown-ass man jumping over the counter, grabs, yes, he like pushes the person behind the counter aside because he's like falling over, grabs a box full of cups and flees. Luckily, which I assume he was going to go sell on the black market somewhere. Luckily, he didn't get that far because of the mob of angry customers, and they like tackled him down, who also wanted their cup too, you know. And again, the video will be linked as always.
I heard about that one fool that stole a whole bunch of them. And when they opened up the trunk, it was filled with Stanley Cups.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it was a woman that was part of some of the videos that I was watching. There's just so many. I could not include them all.
I love just the idea of that fool jumping over everybody like he's fucking Air Jordan or something.
Yeah. You got to watch it. It's pretty good. This is a different story now. The headline reads, some Target workers have gotten fired after purchasing one of Stanley's wildly popular Starbucks cups. So apparently these cups are so worth getting fired over. I don't know. I guess it's for some people. So it's alleged that these employees violated policy by hiding their cup, purchasing the cup while on the clock, setting the cup aside, or not waiting the 15-minute rule, which basically means that the merchandise must be on the floor for 15 minutes and available to the public before purchasing said item for themselves. These policies are in place for hot ticket items such as the PS5 during the Black Friday sale, for example.
I used to do that shit at Circuit City. Like when I didn't have money to buy something, but there was something that I really wanted, I would get whatever it was that I wanted and I would hide it. I was like, oh, nobody's going to want these blankets, so I'll hide it behind these blankets. Oh, I mean, I don't think they sold blankets at.
I was like, I didn't know they sold blankets at Circuit City.
They were Stanley Circuit City blankets. But no, like I would take whatever I wanted to buy. Like usually it was like CDs or something, or, you know, like a video game or something stupid. And I would take it and I would hide it behind something that I knew that people were not going to get. And then once I had money or I got paid or whatever, I would go back and retrieve it from where I had hidden it so that I can purchase it.
Yeah, but you weren't an employee of Circuit City. I mean, I did the same thing too with clothing. Like I would go and hide it like in other clothing racks or somewhere else in the store in the hopes of finding it when I got back. Oh my goodness. Yeah, because they didn't have layaway everywhere. I think it was just like Kmart or something. I think Kmart still does layaway. Oh no, wait, Kmart doesn't even exist anymore, huh?
No, I think...
Walmart does layaway.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've ever tried putting something on layaway at Walmart. But yeah, I mean, when I was a kid and I didn't have credit, it's like, fuck, I've only got 10 bucks and I need 15. Fuck it. I'll go hide this somewhere and I'll come back later to pick it up or rescue it or whatever.
Yeah. What about this? I do have a sound clip to share. Check out these reactions from a bunch of preteens and teenagers receiving a Stanley Cup as a gift.
Hey, it's Stanley! It's the cutest color! Oh my gosh, it's Stanley! He loves me so much!
What is this?
It's a Stanley! A baby Stanley!
No freaking way! It's a Stanley! Oh my freaking god! Is it for me?
Yeah!
Oh no, what'd
no.
you get?
No way, a rock collection.
What is it?
Oh my god. A lot of
It's a Stanley! Oh my god!
It's a cup. Dude, it's a cup.
This is amazing. Thank you.
At least the last girl said thank you. No. These kids are losing their shit over a cup.
I know. You would think that they would be getting like a PlayStation 5 or something.
Right? And then in one of the clips, you can hear the brother. I'm assuming as the brother going, dude, it's just a cup. And she's like, oh my God, but it was $45. I wanted it. And then you also have to think, these kids, where are they even learning about the status of owning a Stanley Cup? Are they also watching these influencers? Why at this age so young? You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure they saw it on TikTok because that's where it first blew up. Like the people that were doing the TikTok videos. Since everybody's on TikTok, especially like the youngs, I think that that's where they learned about it.
The youngs. That's true. I don't have a TikTok, and I don't let my youngs have TikTok. But yeah, I think you're probably right about that. So here's a devastating clip of a mother talking about her daughter being bullied at school for not owning a Stanley, but using one from Walmart, or like a cup that she got from Walmart, which I actually almost bought, by the way, because it's really cute and it has leopard print. So anyway, Stanley, I think you guys need to get on that bandwagon and start printing leopard print on your cups. And if you do, you need to at me and I'll fucking influence that shit. No, just kidding. All right, you can play the clip now.
All right, this is a clip of a girl being bullied for having an Stanley cup.
See.
I don't post a lot of controversial content on my page. I usually like to keep things pretty fun, pretty lighthearted. I do a lot of voiceover content. With that being said, I'm going to keep this pretty short and sweet. This is the cup that we got our daughter for Christmas. This is not a Stanley. This is a $9.98 Walmart cup that she said she thought was cute. He is 9 years old. On the second day back to school after Christmas break, she comes home. She's not crying. She's just upset. The girls, all the other girls in her grade, I'm not saying all, maybe she said 9, 10 of them, all got Stanleys for Christmas. And they made sure to let her know that this is not a real Stanley, that this is fake and it's not as cool. So she comes home. She's upset. She asks if she can have a real Stanley. Do I think that a 9-year-old needs a Stanley? No. Do I have one? Yes, I have one. I don't have 50 Stanleys in all different colors. I'm not going to Target and fighting other women or moms to try and get the new Valentine's Day Stanley. I have one. So that being said, before you come at me, if you're a mom, if you're a parent, and you can do something to keep your child from getting made fun of, to help fit in, you're going to do it. So we went and bought her a 30-ounce Stanley. In our area, at our local Ace Hardware, these are $35. Can we afford to buy her a Stanley? Yes. Did I think that she needed one? No. Apparently, I've been proven wrong by the children in our school that are making fun of her for not having a real name brand Stanley. But this doesn't start with the kids. This starts with us. This starts with parents, with moms. What are we teaching our kids? You better believe that if our 9-year-old daughter came home and somehow we found out that she made fun of another girl at school for not having something name brand, whether it's a Stanley, Lululemon, Uggs, I don't care what it is, we would be calling the family. We would be making her write a note to apologize. We would make her apologize in person because that's not what we do in this household. And that's what we need to be teaching our kids. It does not matter. It's great. If you want to have name brand things and you can afford name brand nice things, that's great. We are fortunate enough that we can afford name brand things. But once again, we're trying to teach our kids. They don't necessarily need that. Things are earned. You have to work for things in your life. Not everything is just going to be handed to you. But do I also not want to see my daughter being left out or made fun of because she doesn't have the name brand things? That's how I grew up. No disrespect to my parents, but we didn't have those things. I was made fun of. I remember the first time that my mom found me a limited two bathing suit at Goodwill, and I felt so good to have that name brand clothing. I know now as an adult that that shouldn't have meant something, but it did because it made me feel like I fit in. Even though we are trying to teach our kids to be unique and to be themselves, and I'm all for that. I am not going to, if my daughter asks for something to help fit in with the kids at school and she feels cool and it's something that she really wants and I can do that for her, I'm going to. But we have got to teach our kids to not make other kids feel inferior for not having the things that they have. That's it. That's where it starts, and it starts with us as parents. End rant.
Okay, that was a very long-winded rant, even though she said she was going to make it short and sweet, but...
I know, and she was talking like the Micro Machines man, but like the Karen version.
The Micro Machines man. That's funny. Yeah, she was talking really fast. She was angry. I understand because I have kids and my son's been bullied because he was wearing Skechers instead of Nikes. And it broke my heart when Adan came home from school. He was like 10 and the kids were, well, I don't know if it was kids or kid singular. He was being ridiculed for wearing Skechers because he said or they said that Skechers were for little babies. And I was like, excuse me, I wear Skechers. I'm not a little baby.
You're not?
I'm not. Oh. And I was like, who cares what other people think? I don't care. I'm like, look, all of my shoes are Skechers. They're comfortable. They have different styles. That's all I wear, basically. And because I didn't want him to be made fun of, I did go out and buy him Nikes. I went to the outlet mall. I think I found like a $20 pair, $25 pair. So it wasn't even that expensive. But just because it had the little Nike symbol, he was cool again. I don't know. Like, would you have gone out to buy this kid a Stanley Cup because she was being ridiculed at school?
I don't know. First of all, that lady gave me PTSD. It reminded me of when I used to do customer service. I almost expected for her to ask to speak with my manager while she was going off in her rant. But PTSD aside, I mean, I would like to think that I would be like, no, you know, my kid needs to learn to be like strong and resilient because that's the way that we were brought up. But I think that if I had kids of my own, I would raise them the complete opposite of the way that we were raised. And I probably would go and buy them their stupid cup.
Yeah, I agree. Which is why I caved in with the shoes, even though I was like, who cares what people think? Like, tell that kid that he's dumb.
Well, that kid is right. He should have been wearing Nikes.
No, whatever.
So that was a fail on your part, Elena.
Whatever. I wore Payless shoes for years.
Same.
Even as an adult.
Well, not as an adult, but I wore Payless shoes for years also. I was always rocking the Pro Wings. I was part of the Pro Wings crew.
Yeah. Were there other people part of that crew too? Or was it just a crew of one?
I don't think anybody really cared about that when I was a kid. I think we were more interested in who had the coolest Nintendo game or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
And being that we didn't get a Nintendo until I was like in eighth grade, practically. They were already coming out with like the Sega Genesis and all that shit. Like by the time that we got the Nintendo, it wasn't really cool anymore, so.
Yeah. From what I heard, you know, this lady said she already owned a Stanley Cup. So I would have just been like, here, just use mine. And problem solved. Now, if I didn't have a Stanley Cup, then I would have been like, all right, let's go buy you one, I guess. And whatever your favorite color is. Chances are, since I have boys, I'm going to have a girly color, so I would have to go out and probably buy a manly or boy color or whatever.
You can spray paint it.
Yeah, then the spray paint's toxic. I don't think that's a good idea.
It doesn't matter. As long as it's a Stanley Cup, it doesn't matter if it's toxic. As a matter of fact, weren't they saying that they had like lead paint or some shit? Or they contain lead or something?
I'm actually going to get into that.
Oh, okay.
It's not the paint, though. Before I get into that, did you know that you can also accessorize your Stanley? So not only is your Stanley an accessory, the freaking accessory has accessories.
Yes, Elena, I would know that.
Exactly. I bought them all already.
I have a patent on the accessories.
Oh, they have these YouTube videos or TikToks or shorts or whatever of, you know how they do the outfit of the day? Get ready with me. It's like get my Stanley Cup ready with me or whatever. And so they have these little rubber boots that you slip onto the bottom so it doesn't get scuffed and it muffles the sound it makes when you set it down. Because, you know, then you just hear the clink. You can buy like little straw toppers so that it doesn't expose the top of your straw to the air. I don't know. They have these little silicone trays that you can put on top of your Stanley Cup and you can put snacks in them so you can drink and eat at the same time.
Actually, that's genius.
That's a good one. They have insulated sleeves with the strap so you can wear it like a purse. They have a little wallet thing that looks kind of like a freaking fanny pack that you can put on the Stanley so you can put your little credit cards or money or whatever there. And they also have charms that you can add on, or you can hang it off of your cup like a keychain or something. I don't know.
And we also offer exclusive, technically a conversation stickers that you can stick on your Stanley Cup. It'd be the only Stanley Cup with the technically a conversation sticker on it.
Exactly. That's the one thing I didn't see is people with stickers, which is weird because like those bigger ones, I do see a lot of people putting stickers on those bigger ones, but their Stanleys, no, they don't put any stickers on them.
My $10 pirata from Walmart, it does have that rubber part on the bottom so that way it doesn't make the clink when you put it down. And not only does it have a technically a conversation sticker on there, it also has a scary bedtime story sticker on there.
And they're limited edition, so you want to make sure you get that sticker.
It's mandatory. Send us a message through our socials and I can mail you some.
Yes, or you could also join our Patreon for just 6 cents a day and you can also get stickers that way.
Yeah, and you get exclusive stickers that are not available to the general population.
Exactly.
Your Stanley Cup is not complete without one of our stickers. Fact.
Exactly. You know what? I should start that trend. I'm going to get a Stanley Cup just for that. No, the new thing is a hydro jug or something. I don't know. I'll figure it out. By the time I actually do it, it's probably going to be a new trend anyway. So alas, like every start to a trend, there's going to be an end. Recently, it's been reported that the Stanley Cup contains lead. Evidently, this is a common practice. While Stanley does address the issue on its website and reports it is only found on the bottom of the cup in a lead pellet that seals the vacuum insulation at the base. The only way to access the lead is to remove the bottom, and they assure that none of the lead will contaminate your drink. There have been many influencers filming TikToks at home lead kits to test out this theory or this claim, and almost all of them have come back with negative lead results for the inside of the cup where the liquid is. I was trying to find this video that a friend of mine was telling me about of a woman trying to remove the lead pellet from the bottom of the cup to expose this lead. I guess she wanted to test it. I don't know. But she was having a hard time removing the little bottom disc that vacuum seals the pellet in. And I think ultimately she had to use like a drill or something to remove it. That's how indestructible these cups are. I couldn't find the stupid video, though. I'm going to have to ask her about it.
Why are people doing this? It's not like kryptonite, or it's not like the Ark of the Covenant where they take that part off and then they start fucking aging and their skin starts peeling off and shit.
I don't know. I honestly have no idea why people are doing these things. They're just, I don't know is my answer to that. I don't know.
Plus, what if there is a little bit of lead in your cup? When has lead ever hurt anybody?
It just makes you stronger.
If anything, Superman won't be able to see through you because of the lead.
There you go. It'll build up that immunity to lead for further lead exposure.
You heard it here before. You heard it on Joe Rogan. If you take the lead in the Stanley Cups, it'll immunize you from COVID.
Oh, there you go.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah, no, I'm not Dr. Joe Rogan, so.
No. So she also told me about this other influencer who threw out her entire Stanley collection. It was like a dozen cups. I mean, imagine, what is it? 12 times 45. What's that? Because I'm not good at math.
Well, I thought there were 50, so I was going to say that's $600.
Well, let's say that there's 60, I mean 50, that's $600 that she's just throwing away because now she's replacing it with the next big trending cup, which, like I said, I think it's Hydro Jug, or I heard another influencer trying to get Owala on that bandwagon. These cups are supposed to be better because they don't leak, so you can just like throw them in your bag without any issues of it spilling any water, which is cool actually, because I do, when I travel with my cup, it does spill. And when I go to work, I like to take everything in my backpack. So I have to pack it without any liquid inside. I'll just put ice in it. And then I have another jug that I take the water in. So I'm taking like two different ones. So I guess I have to buy this Hydro Jug or whatever. But you know what? The 40 ounces is not enough for 12 hours anyway. So that's why I have like a bigger cup that holds my water.
And you guys don't have water fountains or purified water or anything at work?
Purified water, no. Water fountains, yes. And then when the whole COVID thing hit, was they had shut off all the water fountains.
Right, because that's where the COVID was coming through the water fountains.
Yeah, so, and then, you know, buying a water bottle is like $3 or something. So for me, it's just easier to buy a 5-gallon, well, I have a 5-gallon thing that I just refill with purified water at one of those water stations for like $1.50. 5 gallons of water for $1.50. And then that's what I use in that I take in my portable water jug that I also, I just refill my cup with ice. So it's cold.
See, if you buy a Stanley cup, you don't have to worry about refilling it because it refills itself.
Apparently, right? Those are the claims. No.
That's why it's got lead. So
yeah. So I couldn't find the video of the lady throwing away her Stanleys, but I did find a video where there's a girl making fun of that lady throwing away the Stanleys, and there's like a clips of it in the background, so you can see it there, and that's going to be linked as well. All right, Jose, lastly, would you like to know what Stanley Cup you are? Based only on your zodiac sign?
Oh my God, I thought you were never going to ask me. Yes, yes, yes.
Right? That is just ridiculous. And now I have lost the link. Oh, I had it up.
Oh, I guess we're never going to know. Oh, well.
Well, I know that your sign is a Scorpio. Let's see what your Stanley Cup is. So it's a gray cup, it looks like, silver. I don't know, graphite. Despite being loyal, smart, independent, and stoic, Scorpios also have a big reputation for being mysterious. Like actual scorpions, it's hard to know when you might strike. If anything, this means that Scorpios are great at keeping secrets, whether it's your own or someone else's. Still, knowing how drawn you are to danger and darkness, you can bet there's something juicy going on behind the scenes. It's part of what makes you so enigmatic to others. So yours is going to be a dark color that says that it's an all black Stanley. It actually looks gray to me.
Well, as long as it's black, then it's metal, and that's probably what I would get.
See. And then mine, I'm a Cancer, and mine is red. And it says, like the crab representation that's synonymous with Cancers, you put up a tough act. You're incredibly self-defensive, but only because you have to be. While it may take time to break down your walls, underneath it all, many would be happy to find how genuine, caring, and loyal you are. Cancers naturally take on caretaking roles, and you're often guilty of putting those you love before yourself. You're also notorious homebodies, meaning you can be found carrying your Stanley Quencher H2O from the kitchen to the couch, from the couch to the home office, and from the home office to the bed. And so it says that mine would be a cherry red, just like the Cancer crab. But that makes sense. I am a homebody, and I do often carry my Stanley cup from the kitchen to the couch, and from the couch to the bed.
I thought you were going to say, just as hard as it is to break down your wall, it's just as difficult to break down the Stanley Cup wall to expose the lead that's inside.
Yeah, apparently it is. If you too would like to know what your zodiac Stanley is, there will be a link, as always, in our show notes.
Show notes.
All right, Jose, what are your final thoughts? I know it was a little long, but sadly, there is a lot out there on this subject. What are some of the stories that you have heard? Or
I think those are just it. That fool that stole a whole bunch of them from Target, them having lead paint. And I think that usually whenever I see anything in my news feed that says Stanley Cup, my body or my eyes already know to ignore it and move on to the next thing.
Swipe left, not right, or whatever.
I don't know.
Or the other way, vice versa. I don't know either.
I think it's swipe back to front. No, swipe front to back.
Ah, canijos. That's wipe.
Oh, my bad.
Not swipe. All right. And like always, Jose, can you please do the honors of mentioning our super duper Patreon friends?
Special shout out to our super homies, super friends, Sophia, Natasha, Eric, and Angie. If you want to be super cool and help support the show, get the episodes a week early and ad free and get your name shouted out on the show. Get some stickers from us a few times a year. I just got a notification. Stickers are being shipped as we speak. So I'm about to send out some new ones for you all that are the patrons voted on. Check us out at patreon.com/technicallyaconversation or check the show notes.
Show notes.
Best of all, it's only $2 a month. You can't even buy a Stanley cup for that.
That's right.
Or cigarettes.
This is way more affordable than the Stanley cup. Get your limited edition stickers before they sell out.
So you can put them on your Stanley cup and represent.
And best yet, you don't have to trample over anyone to get them.
A uniformed member of the federal government will hand deliver them to your home or post office box.
Acá, hijos. Oh, yes. I was like, oh, what? Okay. That makes sense. All right. And with that, we hope you enjoyed the show and join us again next week. If you're enjoying the show, leave us a review, tell a friend, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Follow us on the socials at GreetingsTAC. Email us at GreetingsTAC@gmail.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 915-317-6669 if you have anything to share with us. I was trying to mimic that lady in the rant at the end. The Micro Machines.
The Micro Machines Karen. Yeah.
See.